fellas. Here he comes.
Well,
congratulations, George.
Let me shake your hand, Watso. Or, I mean, Daddy.
Yeah. Oh,
shucks, fellas. It was nothing.
So it was a little boy, huh, George?
Yeah, 7 pounds, 10 ounces. And a spitting image of his old man.
I say that's wonderful, George. How's the wife?
Oh, fine, Ed, fine. The baby's absolutely perfect. The doc said he never saw such a handsome baby in his whole experience. Yes, sir. Spitting image of his old man.
Yeah, you sure had a spool, George. Why didn't you tell us you were an expectant father?
Kill a surprise, I should say not. By the way, I should also say that this is Gold Coast Rhythm, partly transcribed.
Hey, what are you going to call the lad, Watson?
George C. Watson, Jr.
What does the C stand for, commercial?
Oh, no, Ed, no. The C stands for Culpepper.
Culpepper, George?
Yeah, it's a family name.
Culpepper? Isn't it kind of dangerous to give a kid a name like that?
How do you mean?
Well, when he gets a little bigger and the kids find out his name is Culpepper, they'll tease him.
Oh, no. We intend to teach him to defend himself. Culpepper is a distinguished name. You never heard of a guy named Culpepper turning out to be a...
Boom, 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 boom.
Use Ajax.
Boom, boom.
A foaming cleanser.
Boom, 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 boom.
Floats the dirt right down the drain.
Boom, 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 boom.
You stop paying the elbow tax when you start cleaning with Ajax. So use Ajax.
Boom, boom.
A foaming cleanser.
Stop paying the elbow tax. Start cleaning with Ajax, Colgate's new scouring cleanser that foams as it cleans, polishes with half the effort. Watch Ajax foam into fragrant active suds as it cleans your sink and bathtub up to 50% faster. Use Ajax on pots and pans because no other leading cleanser cuts grease so fast, shines things so bright with so little effort. Thanks to foaming action, Ajax leaves no gritty cleanser scum.
So use Ajax.
Boom, boom.
The foaming cleanser.
Boom, 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 boom.
Floats the dirt right down the drain.
Boom, 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 boom.
Well, if Culpepper's only his middle name, I guess the boy will survive all right, George.
Well, I've done all right, haven't I?
Yeah, that's right. You did say you named him Junior.
All these years we've worked together, known each other, and you never even suspected that my middle name was Culpepper, did you? Ha ha. That won't hurt my boy. Oh, doggone, but he's a handsome little rascal.
Yeah, we know. Splitting image of his old man.
Oh, no, really now. Let me tell you something. You see, at the hospital, they keep all the babies in a special air-conditioned room with a big glass window in it so that people can see their kids.
George, I've got 2 children, both born in hospitals.
So have I, Watson.
Yeah, me too. We know they have nurseries with big glass windows in them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, anyway, the fathers all line up every day at the big window, wave to their newborn babies. And, of course, the kids wave right back at the fathers.
George, the babies can't see anybody waving at them.
My junior can.
I suppose your junior can also sit up and tell the other babies that...
Now, dental science reveals a startling discovery in the fight against tooth decay. Proof that always using Colgate dental cream right after eating helps stop tooth decay before it starts. Eminent dental authorities supervised hundreds of college men and women for over a year. One group always brushed their teeth with Colgate's right after eating. The other followed their usual dental care. The group using Colgate's as directed showed a startling reduction in average number of cavities, far less tooth decay. The other group developed new cavities at a much higher rate. No other dentifrice offers proof of these results. And Colgate's contains all the necessary ingredients, including an exclusive patented ingredient for effective daily dental care. But no change in Colgate's flavor, foam, or cleansing action. As always, Colgate's cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. The Colgate's now at your dealers is the same formula used in the test. Always use Colgate dental cream right after eating to help prevent new cavities, help stop tooth decay before it starts.
Now, wait a minute, you guys. I didn't say my junior can talk yet. I said when he saw me wave at him, he waved back at me.
But, George, newborn babies can't see. It's quite some time before they can distinguish objects.
Yeah? No kidding? Huh. Well, Junior certainly looked like he recognized me.
We understand how proud you are of him, George.
Well, the doc himself said he was the handsomest, most perfect baby he'd ever delivered in 20 years' practice. Honestly.
George, they always tell fathers that.
Why, of course they do. How would you feel if the doctor looked at your junior and said, "There is the one homeliest little scoundrel I ever brought into this world"?
Why, I'd face them right smack.
Yeah, you see what we mean?
All right, but even if the doctor hadn't said that, anybody can see he's a good-looking boy.
Why, sure he is. We didn't say he wasn't, Watso. Take it easy. Don't get in a lather.
Remember, soaping dull's hair. Halo glorifies it. So?
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Yes, there's your cue to lovely, naturally lustrous hair. For soaping your hair with even finest liquid or cream shampoos hides its natural luster with dulling soap film. But Halo Shampoo is not a soap, not a cream. Made with a new patented ingredient, Halo glorifies your hair with your very first shampoo. Even in hardest water, Halo gives oceans of fragrant, soft water lather. Rinses away quickly, needs no after rinse. Halo removes embarrassing dandruff from both hair and scalp. Leaves hair soft, shining, easy to manage. Ideal for children's hair, too. Ask for Halo at any drug or cosmetic counter.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo Shampoo, Halo.
George, we're really all very happy for you, and we've never seen a prouder father. But if you can restrain yourself for a minute, Fritz and George and I would like to sing a song and dedicate it to your new baby.
Well, thanks a lot, fellas.
Lullaby and good night. With roses bedight, creep into thy bed, there pillow thy head. If God will, thou shalt wake when the morning doth break. If God will, thou shalt wake when the
Oh, gee, that was swell, fellas. I thank you, Lily thanks you, and Junior thanks you.
Oh, glad to do it, George. Now, tell us more about the baby.
Yeah, George, how'd you behave while you were waiting in the hospital? Were you nervous?
Hey, that's something I must tell you about. A very funny thing happened. I took Lily in early, you see. And when I came back to see if the baby'd arrived yet, oh, creation busted me.
Hey, what do you mean, George?
Well, I walked into the hospital, and first of all, I called you guys on the telephone, you remember.
Yeah, we remember that, George. We wondered where you were until you called.
Now, when you said you're at the hospital, we thought maybe you were there for a minor operation.
Well, that apparently is what one of the doctors thought.
Well, what did he say? Did he say, step right into my office, young man, and I'll have you in stitches?
Yeah. You want to go over that again?
Yeah,
no,
please.
The first words he said to me were...
Most mothers recognize the fact that Wonder Bread helps build strong bodies eight ways. But what you may not know is that penny for penny, Wonder Bread gives your child 46% more protein than the average of meat, milk, fish, and eggs, and that's important. Because without protein, no child can grow. As an energy food, Wonder Bread is likewise a very smart buy because penny for penny, Wonder Bread gives your child more energy than potatoes. Remember, penny for penny, Wonder Bread gives you 46% more protein and more energy too. So serve Wonder Bread in a well-balanced diet. 8 ounces a day costs less than a dime. Remember, Wonder Bread helps build strong bodies eight ways. And remember also, you can well afford to buy Wonder Bread for your child. Wonder Bread is doubly fresh. Fresh when you buy it, fresh when you eat it, because it's slow-baked for lasting freshness. So get Wonder Bread from your grocer today. You'll be glad you did.
George, is that what the doctor said to you?
Yeah, I thanked him for his good advice and then casually asked him where he'd heard it. And he said, listening to Gold Coast Rhythm.
Well, how nice.
And from that point on, things began to happen. Here I was, an expectant father, innocently entering the hospital to see if my income tax deduction had arrived yet, and his doctor pulls me into his office.
He did?
Sure.
Did you tell him you just came to see your wife, who was in the maternity ward?
I didn't have a chance. All I said was, I'm George Watson, and he acts like he's been waiting for me or something. Roll up your pant leg, he said.
George, there's something I think we should tell you. You see, when you said you were at the hospital, we thought you were just going to have that wart taken off your knee.
So, because you started to have it done so many times before and lost your nerve, Fritz phoned a doctor friend of his at the hospital and told him to watch out for you.
Uh-huh, I see. Now the whole thing is as plain as a tub full of...
Super Shot, Super Shot, lots of Super Shot. Rich and thick and laughing too, they're the Shots of Super Do.
And the blue ribbon for the canned peaches goes to Mrs. A. Smith.
That's the third blue ribbon she's won here today. How does she find time for canning, I say?
Well,
One way she finds time is to wash like I do. She uses new Super Suds. I'm telling you, if you use that wonderful Suds and soap, what a difference you'd see. Why, you'd never hope to get a big wash so clean so quick. It's those rich, thick Suds that do the trick. You just try Super Suds, honey, and see how the grimiest clothes get clean as can be in no time at all with those Super Dew Suds from that dirt-chasing, time-saving new Super Suds.
Super Suds! Super
Sud,
lots of
Sud
from Super
Sud. Oh, yes. Well, a fine trick you guys pulled on me, telling the doctor to grab me when I came in the hospital. It was your fault that I never got a chance to see Lily before Junior was born, you cads.
Well, we didn't know why you were going to the hospital, George. It's your fault for not telling us what's...
I guess I also should have told you I had that wart taken off my knee last summer.
You did, George?
Uh-oh. That could complicate things, boy.
Well, it did complicate things.
Well, tell us what happened anyway, George.
Well, like I was telling you, quiet now. I innocently walked into the hospital to see my dear wife and see if Junior had arrived, and this doctor grabs me. Roll up your pant leg, he says. Well, I tried to explain I'd just come to see my dear wife and baby, but no, the guy wouldn't listen. The next thing I know, a nurse grabbed me and strapped me to the operating table.
Well, I couldn't hurt you, George. You told us already you had that wart removed.
Then this nurse slaps an ether nozzle over my nose, hits me on the head with a wooden mallet, and I'm out like a light.
George, don't get so excited if the wart was already
taken
off.
So there I am on the operating table, helpless, unconscious. The doctor discovers I've already had my wart removed, so he tries to take out my appendix, which had also been removed several years ago.
George, old pal, tell us more about the baby, huh? Are his eyes brown or blue?
All newborn babies' eyes are blue.
Oh, yeah, that's right, ain't it? Well, what color's his hair, George?
At the moment, he happens to be as bald as a hen's egg.
Yes, sir, spitting image of
now
an old man.
Now, cut that out! Who's going to pay that doctor not taking my appendix out? That's what I want to know. Somebody around here is going to have to go a long time without the usual helping of...
Royal pudding. Rich, rich, rich with flavor. Smooth, smooth, smooth as silk. More food energy than sweet, fresh milk.
Here's news. Good news. Now Royal brings you two different chocolate puddings. Yes, two separate, entirely different chocolate puddings. First, your longtime favorite, Royal Chocolate. It has that rich, smooth, milk chocolatey flavor so many people love. And now the new treat, the special surprise. New Royal Dark and Sweet Chocolate. For people who often wish for extra dark, sweet chocolate. Only Royal brings you luxurious dark and sweet chocolate in a pudding. All Royal puddings are good for the family. All give more food energy than the milk you make them with. Try Royal Vanilla and Royal Butterscotch and both Royal Chocolate Puddings.
Royal Puddings. Rich, rich, rich with flavor. Smooth, smooth, smooth as silk. More food energy than sweet, fresh milk.
Now, take it easy, George. I'll call up my doctor friend and explain everything. You won't have to pay for your operation.
Well, okay, for sure.
Well, I guarantee it. Doc would do anything for me.
Oh, he would, huh? Say, see if you can get him to knock off a little off of Lily's hospital bill, will you?
George, shame on you for even...
I was only kidding, Ed. Great Scott. Sing something, fellas.
Oh, it's a good day for singing the song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing your blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun. Rise and shine today. You know you've got to get going if you're going to make a showing. And you know you've got the right of way. 'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills. And it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills. 'Cause it's a good day from morning till night. You know you've got to get going if you're going to make a showing. And you know you've got the right of way. 'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills. And it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills. 'Cause it's a good day.
Well, I got to tell home and see how much Junior's grown since the song last night. Oh, I'm telling you folks, the doctor told me personally that my junior...
George, time's up.
Well, Gold Coast Rhythm is partly transcribed. The script is written by Mort Hall, produced by Bev Dean, with Ed Scott as the breadman. Until this afternoon at 4:45, and tomorrow morning at 8:15, you should see him, folks.
Oh, cut it out. This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
More face like...